It's showtime, folks!
Hola, this is Shelly Martinez.
This is former WWE superstar Luke Gallows.
Here's your boy, Shaq Gaswadi.
This is the Wolf Warrior Low-Key.
This is Tyler Sultan of Ring of Honor.
This is Christopher Daniels. And the gospel according to the fallen angel says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, yo. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's the LDB, One Dirty Bitch. Boom!
Hi, this is Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA. And you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The world is listening.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so it's a technical glitch, they're calling it. The WWE calling what happened this past Monday on Power to the People a technical glitch. Is this a brilliant marketing ploy or a way to cover their rear ends? Because we know this is as fake as a five-year-old ballet. We'll get to that in your calls tonight on the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
I have no one to envy. I envy you having me to envy.
I am here to give my opinion on the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother.
Back one more time around here, excuse me, on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. That's a great way to start the show. You know you're going to have a rough one when you can't even get your words here. Let us try that again. Good evening, my friends, pro wrestling fans and conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents. It is I, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, the Rush Limbaugh Professional Wrestling, your guiding light through the darkness of bad storylines and poor creative decisions, the Dean at the Power Institute for Advanced Creative Theorism, where there are no classes or are no grades, there is a continual and yearning search for the truth. Here on the SNS Radio Network, SundayNightShowdown.com. Oh my goodness, boys and girls. Oh my God, what a week. What a week this network has had. I'm going to talk about what happened. The debacle that was Monday Night Raw here in just a minute. But I cannot go without, first off, I'm clapping. First off, clapping and tipping my hat off to the Trey Dog and one Mr. JJ, all caps, Sexay, for the, what was, two phenomenal interviews. And what I had hoped tonight to do, ladies and gentlemen, I'd hope to get some audio and playback for you. However, the technicalities are not allowing me to do so. It is a curse against the rewind. We're going to try to get you some audio at some point here during the course of the program. But be that as it may, the WWE came out this past Tuesday, and announced that there was a technical difficulty that occurred during Monday Night Raw, during the Power to the People, which, by the way, I have liners to last me a lifetime. That show has, the WWE has no idea how much material they've given me. Absolutely free of charge. God bless America. That's all I have to say. The WWE comes out publicly, apologizes for the technical difficulties. The story reads that the WWE would like to apologize for technical difficulties that occurred during the Power to the People edition of Raw on Monday night. The interactive event, the Taboo Tuesday Cyber Sunday event, aimed at the WWE universe, the ability to choose what they wanted to see on their TV screens. Unfortunately, uncontrollable difficulties created by an influx of heavy voting traffic resulted in not every one of the more than 697,000 recorded votes to be properly counted. Could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if this had happened during the elections? Well, it did, but you don't hear every it said, "Well, my vote wasn't counted." But now here is the Board of Elections, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the WWE coming out and saying, we didn't get them all counted. Now, this is either one of two things. This is either a brilliant marketing ploy from the WWE to cover what we already knew. The WWE knew what they wanted for the wrestlers. They had no intention of giving the fans a choice. They never have. We knew from the very beginning. Now, even if the WWE did actually have a heart and want to go out and make this event truly interactive, they would still slide the voting in such a way so it made it look like it was close, but your choice really didn't get in. And it was only until the Evan Bourne Rey Mysterio II match. That's a Sin Cara for those of you who are new to the program. Had that not, ladies and gentlemen, who in their right mind wanted to see Batista II? That is that's a Mason Ryan for those of you who are new to the program. Who wanted to see Mason Ryan? The look on Mason Ryan's face was actually quite telling. But I'm getting off on a tangent. I will continue my story. During the Raw broadcast, the WWE fans, were given the option to text ABC to 46993 or go WWE. Oh my, how clever. How absolutely clever. In order to decide what they wanted to happen on the show. Things went perfectly at first when text vote selected Kelly Kelly option B to take on Brie Bella for the Divas Championship. However, our vote tabulating provider's system became overwhelmed, causing these votes to definitively affect the following contest, in which Mason Ryan, option B, was voted into a match against Evan Bourne, even though it was later discovered that Rey Mysterio II had received 90% of the total votes on WWE.com's live chat poll and should have been Bourne's opponent. Well, who was looking over this? Who was responsible for this? Go and fire him. Show him the door. Because if you can have Fit Finley have The Miz come down during the national anthem, you most certainly can't have this going on with an interactive event. With little information to work from, the WWE management selected to follow the system's earliest projections, votes for the third bowl. I'm telling you, this has really got me so fired up, ladies and gentlemen. The asininity of this whole debacle is just astounding. And I didn't even think, I knew that there was some craziness going on at Titan Tower, but even I didn't think they were capable of this level of incompetency. Not by a long shot. Votes for the third polls bout. Kane versus Mark Henry in an arm wrestling contest were counted correctly. However, problems began to occur again during the next poll, determining a match stipulation for the United States champion Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston. I'm just going to call Ziggler Ziggy. I think that's what I'm going to do. At this point, so many text votes were received that the system overloaded, overheated, crashed, burned to the ground, and had to be restarted. With little to work from, WWE management selected to follow the system's earliest projections. Oh no! Our 3-hour Raw is in trouble. The system's breaking down. What are we going to do, Michael PSAs? What are we going to do? Save us! Save us! Ahem. But I digress. It was not until later. That it was discovered that Vicky Guerrero, banned from ringside, was actually the top vote getter. Duh! Who the hell? I voted for the 2 out of 3 falls match. You can imagine how shocked I was when I won. Because who wouldn't want to see Vicky Guerrero thrown out on her tuchus and not be at ringside? That was the obvious choice. That was the one the WWE wanted. Now, even I could not even begin to fathom for the life of me that there would be any possibility that the match was going to be 2 out of 3 falls. And it wasn't a 2 out of 3 fall classic. But I digress. Restarting the tabulating system allowed for things to run smoothly, going through puberty again, with the voting for the triple threat match to determine a number one contender for the WWE Championship going off without a hitch. Really? Really? Regrettably, technical difficulties occurred once more leading up to the night's six-man tag team main event when it became apparent to the WWE management that text votes were again not being tabulated properly. They didn't learn from their mistake. They should have just gone ahead and cheated and just made it up like they do all the time. Or did they? At this time, a decision was made. Momar made the decision to turn to the WWE.com's live chat poll for the official judgment with the power still in the hands of the people. Yeah, the power was in the hands of the people that were in the chat. If you weren't in the chat, you were screwed. That would be like saying only people on Facebook and Twitter can vote for the president. All the rest of you, to hell with you. We don't care because you are not socially in tune with the rest of us. Can you imagine what that would be like? If that were to happen, I ask you. I continue. With the power still in the hands of the people, the WWE Universe selected the elimination match option C by an overwhelming 87%, leading to the stipulation being enacted. In light of these unfortunate technical problems, the WWE apologizes to their fans. No, they don't. Superstars and divas, they could care less. Furthermore, to make it up to you, the WWE Universe, Evan Bourne and Rey Mysterio II will meet in the ring live next Monday on Raw. Well, whoopity ding dong do. That makes it all worth it. That makes me so happy. I am thrilled. I'm thrilled beyond belief. Once again, the WWE, how many times have they done this format? This isn't anything new. They've done this format before. How is it possible? How is it even remotely conceivable that they found a way to mess this up so bad? Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is either an absolutely ingenious technical, actually, I apologize, not technical. This is either an ingenious marketing ploy to cover their rear ends for what we already knew would be a non-factor just to get the WWE. Now, if I can recall correctly, you didn't pay to get to do the text messaging. They weren't charging. Imagine if they had charged you for this. If they were charging you 99 cents for each text, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you this story would have never, ever, ever made it off of it wouldn't have made it off of anybody's desk. It would have been such a non-factor. There were so many people I had read. So many people were so upset over this Raw, and I can't say as I blame them. If you'd like, I'm going to open the phone lines early. If you'd like to join me on the program, 501-588-7957 is the Newsmaker line. 501-588-7957. If you'd like to be on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, I will open the phone lines to you now. 501-588-7957. You can also get in touch with us. You can go on Skype. You can look for SNS Radio Network. And of course, you can right click in the chat. Now, I will say this. As you probably noticed, I am not in the chat. And I really, at this particular point, do not know. On my end, and I have no Skipper Do tonight. I have no Mr. Skipper Do. I have no official program observer. I have no way of determining if the chat is even open because I cannot get to SundayNightShowdown.com. Now, that may just very well be something technical on my end. I know that we are out and we are broadcasting, so I know that you, the diehard informed fan, are listening. So, what I will ask in the meantime is that if somebody would be kind enough to head on over to the Pro Wrestling Rewind version 2.0 over on Facebook, I would be curious to hear how we are broadcasting this evening. But if you'd like to be on the program, 501-588-7957 is the number to call. So let's go back and let's analyze this Raw that we just got over. Mason, Ryan, Evan Bourne. Well, first off, kudos to Kelly Kelly for winning the Divas Championship. This is another, ladies and gentlemen, this is another situation where you have a diva who came in with very little knowledge, very little technical expertise, and has worked extremely hard and has turned herself into a decent championship caliber women's wrestler. I don't know if the intent was to put the belt on Kelly Kelly and then have Awesome Kong squash her for it. It makes me wonder if that was the intent of all of this. Kelly Kelly is picked. But I was, you know what? Why did you not pick Beth Phoenix? Why, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? Or did people go and pick Beth Phoenix? And I think we have a caller on the line. I'll ask caller. We'll go to you here momentarily here on line one. Okay, there we are. That's much better. I will pause my thought, and I will go to the caller here on line one. You're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Good evening.
Yes, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, what's going on tonight?
Fine. I want to say that I'm hearing you clearly on the SNS website, so I think you're going all right.
Everything's going. I can't, for some reason, I think it's a ploy from the WWE. I can't access the SNS Radio Network website tonight. I can't access the chat room. You're absolutely right. It's Little Jimmy, which is something else we'll get into. Did you watch Raw this past Monday, Anthony?
Yes, I did.
What did you think? Are you buying the argument from the WWE, their attempt to cover their own rear ends? Are you buying it that this was some technical glitch, or was this some marketing campaign to cover what we already knew?
I think it might have been both, because I didn't really vote, so it didn't really matter to me. But pure and simple, I think Raw was somewhat of a cluster, you know. I'm not going to say the rest, because he's not, you know, like the foul words in your show.
Yes, we try to eliminate that here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. We let other programs on the network yell out the profanities, but do continue.
One thing, the shocking was the CM Punk revealing that egg. After Money in the Bank, I'm leaving. I think that is a shoot, but they can use it as a storyline later on. Because if he wins the belt, but then leaves, he comes back and he says, heck, I was the champion. I didn't lose it. I just gave it up. I want my belt back. So then they have a storyline for him right when he comes back.
It's funny that you would happen to mention that. Because on Headlocks to Headlines, it was reported that a lot of people had sent word to CM Punk's farewell tweet. That CM Punk's farewell tweet is very similar to what he wrote when he announced he was leaving Ring of Honor in 2005. And I continue. In the livejournal.com post, CM Punk wrote the following. He said, I knew I was gone at the beginning of the year. I just woke up one day and knew that's the way I work a lot of the time. I think it's creepy too, but it's really helpful. I honestly knew I'd be history by June. Come say goodbye on Saturday. I promise to go out with a bang. Trust me. On Monday, CM Punk tweeted the following. He said, quote, I knew I was gone at the beginning of the year. I just woke up one day and knew that's the way I work a lot of the time. I think it's creepy too, but it's really helpful. I knew I'd be history by July. Come say goodbye on July 17th. I promise to go out with a bang. Trust me. X something X. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, yeah, if he wants to leave, that's fine, because you don't want him. He probably wants to just get away before he burns out, like Austin did when he just left the company a couple years ago.
What happens to Nexus at this point?
I think they're already dead. It's just they're on life support. They're just pull the plug.
Nexus died like 3 weeks ago, but nobody had the common sense to put them in the casket and bury them.
Oh. And one thing, did you notice that when Punk was in the ring in the beginning, he said wrestler. He didn't say, I'm an entertainer.
No. Yeah, I noticed that too. Ooh. How many bridges do you think he burned with that comment?
I'm just like, good, say it. Because, heck, if you're leaving, leave. Because I agree with him. His side is, he wants to keep his name. He does not want to give the rights to WWE.
I don't blame him.
He made the name.
I don't blame him. He had the name. He had the name in Ring of Honor long before he came to the WWE. And the last thing I would want Momar doing is taking my name and dirtying it. I've already got the legal team out challenging to see if Power to the People is somehow an infringement on me. And if it is, I will take appropriate legal action. My legal team has not yet decided.
Losing battle, Andy. Losing battle.
I never fight a losing battle. Never. But be that as it may, any other surprises from Raw this past Monday?
Not really. Like I said, Raw, I didn't vote, so it didn't really matter. There were some good matches here and there, but I was like, okay, another 3-hour Raw. Just get rid of 3 hours of Raw. They should have done a King Ring tournament or something.
Very quickly, I will report this as well. It was interesting to learn that the folks, the creative team, the folks that are actually making these matches, according to Headlocks to Headlines, are burnt out.
Well, they're doing one pay-per-view, 2 back-to-back 3-hour Raws in, and going to set up another pay-per-view. Yeah, they're going to get burned out.
I have absolutely no sympathy for these folks. I have absolutely no sympathy for any, and I mean this sincerely, I have absolutely no sympathy for any of the creative team. I have none. I'm sorry, it was Wrestling Observer Newsletter that reported this. It said the creative team, after the recent string of 3-hour shows, the Capital Punish pay-per-view, and the upcoming Money in the Bank. Oh, the poor babies. Oh, my goodness. The poor babies, they're all burnt out. Well, isn't that just too bloody bad? Suck it up, act like men and women, and do your jobs. Do you get to go, Anthony? Do you get to go to your job and say, oh, man, I'm burnt out. Boss, I just can't handle it, man.
Suck it up and do it or get the hell out.
Absolutely. Either, and I can say this on my program, either piss or get off the pot. Anthony, thank you for joining us this evening on the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Go ahead. You were just saying that the writers should not be complaining all this about the issues and all that. But last week you were complaining about your team losing the championship in the AHL.
don't say it.
You were hang up on me last week. Let's do it again.
Way to
go,
Bruins. Goodbye. Thank you very much for joining us on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Don't do it. But I appreciate the call anyway. 501-588-7957. 501-588-7957. If you'd like to be on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do it. So I'm posing the question to you tonight. I'm posing a bunch of questions that I'd like to get answers for. I would very much like to know your take on Raw this past week. By all means, you can bring in your capital punishment. Wasn't there a WCW pay-per-view that was Capital Punishment? Maybe that's where they got the name from. In all seriousness, I'd have to go back and I'd have to double check it, but I digress. I found that interesting too with Punk. If Punk is gone, then the Nexus is as good as gone. The Nexus is, you know, once again, call it on life support. They're done. Whatever you want to call it. I find it absolutely fascinating that CM Punk would be willing to call it at this point. It really does shock me. Some other title changes going on in the WWE this past week, of course, at the pay-per-view, we had a new secondary champions crowned, Ziggy defeating Kofi Kingston and become the new United States Heavyweight Champion, whilst Ezekiel Jackson, Big Zeke, defeated Wade Barrett to become the new Intercontinental Champion. Now, I had heard something interesting this week, and it stands to make sense. It would make a lot of sense for the Intercontinental Champion, Wade Barrett, to lose if the intent is to have Randy Orton drop the title and they don't want to give it to Christian. To have Wade Barrett go over as the World Heavyweight Champion would just be an absolute dream for the folks at Creative that are all burnt out. Why, you may ask? Because they can do more with the core. They can have Big Zeke go jumping after Wade Barrett for a while. They can have all sorts of fun with that. And I would buy that wholeheartedly if that's the way they're going to go. But once again, Once again, the Canadian, once again, Christian, is screwed over for a well-deserved title shot. And I was one of the guys who thought that Christian was going to go over on Orton because of the concussion and the fact that he has to give up the belt. And the Christian having his foot on the... Oh, my word. Oh, my word. Do we need to have the conversation about incompetent referees? Do we need to have that conversation again? I don't... His foot was on his... It looked to me, at least the angle that I saw, that not only was his foot underneath the rope, but his arm may also have been underneath the rope. Now, if the foot was underneath the rope, and the referee didn't have the common sense to take a look and say, oh my goodness, Christian's foot is under the rope. Well, my goodness, I better just stop my count. Or look at the arm. See, this is where I have a problem with the WWE trying to suspend my disbelief. To tell me that a referee who refs dozens upon dozens and hundreds of matches for whatever reason just has a lapse and doesn't bother to look at the guy's legs when he's counting down. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I am just not buying it. Not buying it. Just not going to see it happen. When we come back from the break, we're going to go ahead. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 501-588-7957. I will leave the phone lines wide open for you to call. And I want to talk about, not only about Raw, but I want to talk about these absolutely first rate. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if Wrestling News Live does not win for Interview of the Year at the AudioWrestling.com Wrestling Radio Awards for the Shawn Michaels interview, then by all means, ladies and gentlemen, by all means, we should all consider rioting. Yes, I'm advocating that even after what happened in Vancouver. So we're going to go ahead. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of your calls here. Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector right here with you on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNAOnDemand.com. The place to access over 300 hours of classic TNA programming. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. TNAOnDemand.com is the ultimate resource for pay-per-views and exclusive TNA programming. Log on to gain instant access to every TNA DVD ever released. Go to TNAOnDemand.com to get started right now.
It's time.
It's time to stop
the name calling,
the hurt,
the bullying.
Because of race, creed,
color,
sexual orientation,
it's time to treat everyone
like you want to be treated.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to eliminate.
Eliminate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
To me, wrestling matters because, you know, over the last 13 years of my life, sacrificed a lot in my life, my personal life, to get to where I'm at today. Wrestling is not just a job. It's not just a hobby. It's a passion. It's something that I live for. Wrestling really is my life.
Don't miss Impact Wrestling, Thursdays at 9 on Spike.
Impact Wrestling. Wrestling matters. Again.
We will not live our lives in fear, for we are a proud people, proud of who we are, proud of our nation, and damn proud to be Americans.
Back on the Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS Radio Network, streaming on the internet, SundayNightShowdown.com. You can catch the archive all over the place. My goodness, you can catch it on Facebook. You can... have we got the iTunes set up yet? I have to go back and double check with that. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this network, first off, I very much hope you like the new logo for the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Ty Brayton, is it Brayton? Brayton, I believe is how it's pronounced. Once again, I cannot stress enough what an absolutely incredible job this man did, not only for my show, not only for the network, but so many other shows on the network that really, where was this man back in 2003? Where was he when we were looking for a logo? Now, Grant, the old Rewind logo, we had not touched that. That was a staple. That was a staple at 99 Hits. It was a staple at ESPN. We were not changing that logo. And I was asked many times, and I was like, no, because you're not going to capture the essence of the program. I hate to use the word power, but you're not going to find the power, the essence of the program. Ty did it. And the last thing I expected to see was a lightning bolt in the middle of the word Rewind. And it was just so incredibly well done. And my hat is off to him. More news this past week. Wrestling legend Scott Hall sentenced to 10 days in a Seminole County jail for drunkenly resisting arrest back in May 2010. Of course, the Jet Set Kids over at TMZ breaking the story. Hall was booked back in early May 2010 when the police found Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon, hey yo, drunkenly yelling and cursing at patrons in a Florida bar. That's what he was doing. Hey yo.
The chicos there for fun, man.
Hall was allegedly uncooperative with police and was popped for resisting arrest. According to court records in Seminole County, Florida, Hall was sentenced to 10 days in jail, but the time was reduced to 2 days for time served. We're told Scott Hall is planning to check into jail on July 5th, and a representative for the wrestler says he'll be in the medical unit because of his bad health. this one, I like Scott Hall. I can relate to this man. Not that I'm an alcoholic, but I have lived with those that were. And it's difficult to become to a point in your life when you realize that you have a problem. And at one point you will wake up and you just realize that you can't live your life like this anymore. I really don't want the man to spend any time in jail, but I'm running around this, and I guess basically here's my point. Is the 10 days enough? Is this going to be enough to smack Razor upside the head and say, dude, you need to get your life back together. You need to get yourself squared away. I personally don't think 10 days or 2 days is enough. The fact that he's going to be in the medical unit, really, I would put the question out to you on the chat room if I could get in the chat room. Once again, for some strange reason, I am not being, the servers are not allowing me into the SundayNightShowdown.com domain. I keep being told I have to wait. Once again, little Jimmy. What is it with all these little Jimmies? But I digress. Oh my goodness, the official program observer one, Mr. JJ Allcap Sexay, has been kind enough to come up with a link for me, which I'm going to try right now to see if I can join you all in the chat. I feel, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Oh, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. I apparently have arrived in the chat room. Thank you very much, JJ All Caps Sexay. I greatly appreciate it. Now I feel like I can continue the program and still stay abreast of what is going on. Oh my goodness, a lot of great people in the chat room tonight. Thank you for joining us wherever you are joining us from. According to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, the WWE is now testing for synthetic marijuana, also known as Spice or K2. If you test positive for the fake weed, you still get a $2,500 fine that a real marijuana violation carries. This has several WWE talents upset because when the WWE began cracking down on the real stuff, a lot of the guys started smoking the fake stuff, so they wouldn't get fined. The fake marijuana has been made illegal by some states and is considered a drug of concern by the Drug Enforcement Administration. Okay, so now I guess now you can't smoke medical, or not the medical, I'm sorry, you can't take the fake stuff. Isn't that the stuff, now correct me if I'm wrong, I will ask the chat room, isn't the fake stuff what they busted Miley Cyrus for? Hannah Montana, wasn't that the stuff they had a picture of her in the with the bong? And it wasn't that the stuff, it's like, what? I apologize. I am not a proponent of the Mary Jane, as it were. I'll be very honest with you. I have not smoked marijuana. I haven't smoked, period. I have never had a cigarette to my lips. I do not smoke. So I don't know what this particular marijuana would do to a person. Some say it's more dangerous than the real stuff. Well, if it's more dangerous. But here's, I'm running around once again with this question. Why are they smoking? Period. These are professional athletes. These are professional athletes that have to go out and perform. Randy Orton gets busted at a WrestleMania because he's taking a few puffs in the back. And now he's the world champion. So, obviously, once again, now here comes the dual standard in professional wrestling. It's okay to be a main eventer and smoke weed. Because you're a main eventer, you're making us money, we're going to let it slide. But don't be Santino Marella. Don't be one of the guys that are the low man on the totem pole. Don't get caught with the synthetic stuff. Or they're going to boot you as bad as if you came marching down to the ring during the national anthem. Someone in the chat room, I believe it is Don, our good friend Don Bronxy, says that they work 300 days a year. How is it worse than booze? Apparently somebody in a state legislature thinks it's worse than booze. And Jeff Hardy's a lost cause. It's not even worth getting into that. And I agree that drug policy has been full of cuckoo, caca, poo-poo. There's just, and I'm going to get into this later in this segment because I don't want to spend too much time on this. If you're going to have a drug policy, it needs to be enforced 100% of the time, whether you're John Cena, okay, or you're Little Jimmy. It should be, whether you're Hornswoggle, Little Jimmy, whether you're Hornswoggle or you're John Cena. Hornswoggle is Little Jimmy. But anyway, be that as it may, let us continue. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Hardy apparently suspended from TNA Wrestling after rumors had circulated. The reason he had been suspended was for being late, to shows. ImpactWrestling.com had indicated Matt Hardy being pulled from the Impact Wrestling live events in Ohio and Indiana. After PWInsider.com reporting Matt Hardy suspended for arriving late to events. Now, was he out? Was it the fake marijuana? Was he hanging with his brother Jeff? Why do these guys feel the need to go out and buy fake marijuana and then need to arrive late to events? Do they think it's just okay? I bring this up because guys, gals, you have children watching this product. They are looking up to these people. Have we built up these characters so big, so huge in our minds that they can't live up to their own expectations and they feel that this is the only release that they've got. It's interesting. And then I love this. He takes a shot at the suspension. He goes on Twitter. He says, good afternoon, my Twitter family. Hope everyone is wonderful today, number two. Sorry I'm so late in tweeting today. Hope Twitter doesn't suspend me. Smiley face. Ha ha ha. Now, if I go back to I go back to the Michael Cole profanity, what was it Michael Cole said on the Twitter chat room? If you would help me out here, what was it Michael Cole had tweeted to Josh Matthews that got everybody up in an uproar? What was it he had called Josh Matthews? Could somebody help me out with that? I will await a response back on that. Oh, yes. Thank you, Anthony. It was a homophobic slur. It's compelling to me. It is compelling that I say this. I don't advocate these wrestlers. I don't advocate the wrestlers going out. They can go out and do what they want to do. Okay. It's a free country. Go knock yourself out. If it's illegal and you want to go ahead and get a dime bag, is that what they call it? Dime bag, nickel bag, quarter bag, dollar bag? I don't know. If you want to go out and get yourself toked up, by all means, knock yourself out. Just do me a favor and don't do it around my kids. And for God's sakes, don't get caught. It really, ladies and gentlemen, it just troubles me beyond words. But let us move on to something that was not troubling this past week. Once again, phone lines are open, 501-588-7957. 501-588-7957 if you'd like to join us here on The Rewind. Of course, you can catch us, SNS Radio Network, on the Skype line. Of course, you can right-click in the chat room, and by all means, you can go ahead and catch us that way. You can right-click and use the Google Voice. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not listened yet to the Hangover, the WNL Hangover interview with China, or the WNL interview with Shawn Michaels, you are doing yourself a huge disservice. I generally don't devote a segment to another show, and nor would I expect another show to devote a segment to me. It has happened in the past where a situation arose between another show and mine. Actually, it arose between another show and a member of this network, and I got involved because one of the people involved was a co-host of mine on another program. I can't help but clap and give kudos for JJ and Trey for the outstanding job that they did. I'm going to come out publicly and say this: the outstanding job that they did with the China interview and the Shawn Michaels interview. I want to go to the China interview for a minute, and I apologize. I'm still trying to get some audio uploaded here for you. I was amazed at how laid back China was in this interview. There was no malice. There was no anger. There was no, I didn't even sense disappointment over what had happened. China is living on an all-natural high of life right now, the likes of which, the media, once again, it's a situation where the media gets it wrong and the pro wrestling media gets it right. this woman right now is feeling and sounding and looking like she's on top of the world. I came out here on this program. I came out here on this program and made an issue of this for China. Not that she needs me to defend her, of course. And I wanted TNA to know that there were fans out there that were genuinely pissed about the fact and about the way China was treated. But China, to her credit, just letting it all slide, man. Just letting it all slide. That really says a lot to me about the person that China is, the person that China has become. I think there are wrestlers out there that can learn from this woman and go back and listen to the interview. There's no malice there. There's no anger there. There wasn't a, you know, I had a thought, I had a deal, Vince Russo and this and that and everything else. You know, the one thing I think she was more upset about was Eric Bischoff. But of course, Eric Bischoff has a way of pissing off everybody. Eric Bischoff's not running things that he didn't want to work with her. Not that that would have made much of a difference. But really, there were so many lost opportunities in having China be in TNA. And Trey made a fabulous, fabulous point. They could have gone and they could have had such great matches with Mickey James and Angelina Love and Velvet Sky and the Mexican girls. Sarita, Rosita, who else? The names are endless. She could have gone through everybody. They could have gotten to the X Division pay-per-view and said, look, it's about no limits. I can go ahead. I can beat the guys up. Let's go to war. And even though she's not built the same way that she was built in the WWE, I still believe she could have taken some of the guys. But she just let it roll off her. And it was amazing to hear. Why can't we be more like China? And by that, I don't mean end up in a porno. Excuse me. I was amazed. She's talking about the differences. She goes out, she does the job, and she comes home. And she was talking about all some of the things that were happening. And I think the funniest part of it was that when one of the characters said, yeah, he rolled me around a little bit and we had some fun. God bless her. This, you know, so many women come back. They always say, you know, and once again, I think this goes back to a conversation that occurred. Actually, this had to do with the conversation that Trey and JJ had involving Hustler and the family of Nancy Benoit suing over the photos. How things that you do in your youth will come back to bite you. And here's a situation where things in your adulthood may come back to bite you. China doesn't care. She's having fun doing what she wants to do. Now, once again, don't bring it by my house. I don't want my kids seeing it. But you know, China, if that's what you want to do, then God bless you. Because you have shown a strength in character that has surprised tens of thousands of fans. Thousands and thousands of fans. And I'll go out on a limb and I'll say this. China, if you want to go out and be a porn star, then by all means, you go out and be the best porn star you can possibly be. I will not be sitting with my wife to watch it. But you go out and you do what's best for you. And thank you, China. for once again instilling some faith back into the humanity of professional wrestlers. And please tell me there is no way that that is a link to the video that is coming up right now on the chat room. Excuse me, I digress. Because I do not believe for a minute that YouTube allowed a video of pornography up on its website. I sincerely doubt it. But I think a lot of this interview, going back to this, and once again, I apologize for not having the audio, but there's something to be said for Trey and JJ here. Because one of the things that Trey and JJ have done is they have evolved the program of Wrestling News Live into, and you know, Trey's been doing this for a long time, and why JJ is not on terrestrial radio, I will never understand. But they bring the same kind of humanity, sit down, have a beer type conversation to professional wrestlers that they don't get from other programs. And it makes these interviews all the more enjoyable. And speaking as one who has interviewed not just wrestlers, but interviewed politicians, myself professionally, that's very difficult to do. There is a news aspect to what we do. There is an information gathering process. And then you have what Trey and JJ at Wrestling News Live have. And JJ has done this on Sunday Night Showdown. But to be able to do what they've done on WNL. And then fast forward to this past Monday and the Shawn Michaels interview. Now, I'm going to mark out here for just a minute for the fact that Shawn Michaels was on Vancouver Island. It was actually pretty cool to find that out. But while, ladies and gentlemen, while other programs went out and got Shawn Michaels for 15 minutes, I really want to put this in perspective here, and I know that JJ and Trey have done this, but if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, you owe it to yourself. You got to understand, Shawn Michaels gave every other program 15 to 20 minutes of his time. By the time they got to Trey and JJ, it was getting towards the end of the run. They could have very easily, Sean could have said, you know, man, I'm having a rough day. I've done all these interviews, 15 minutes. But Trey and JJ put the man so at ease that it was like sitting back having a beer. And look what we learned about Shawn Michaels this past Monday. The fact that he's a hunter. I loved the conversation that he had talking about how, and I never knew this, it now brings a whole other new realm of conversation to creative. The fact that, according to Shawn Michaels, the boys get their marching orders and can decide to adjust if they want to and work with creative. Which begs the question, if that's the case, then why aren't more wrestlers taking advantage of that? Or are they? Because one would guess that if a wrestler wanted to keep their job, they would do what creative tells them to do. And they just shut up and be happy that they've got a job. But it was interesting to hear that. It really was. We have to take another break. When we come back, I want to take your calls. If you listened to the interview, if you listen to the Shawn Michaels interview or the China interview, I'd like to get your thoughts on that. Anything you want to talk about, I'm going to open the lines up for the next half hour. By all means, please come in to the program, 501-588-7957, 501-588-7957 here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, right here on the SNS Radio Network. We're going to go ahead, we're going to come back. We'll get to your phone calls and a lot more. We'll get to a little bit more news as well. So once again, 501-588-7957, 501-588-7957. 7957. Look for SNS Radio Network on the Skype, or by all means, you can use the Google Voice and right click. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Does listening to wrestling news live make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan? Would the Trey Dog drink Velvet Sky's bathwater?
Well, hello there, Velvet. That is some good bathwater, baby.
Listening to Wrestling News Live does make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan, although it will not save you any money on your car insurance.
Good hello. I am Sergei Heminov, Russia's three-time World Rubik's Cube Champion of the Rubik's Cube. When I relax, I like to make sexy with woman. But in spare time, I listen to radio on interwebs. I like to have opinion and ask questions to people who are the best. If you are like me and like to make sexy with woman and listen to radio, then you need to listen to What Would Fans Do? A show that is for the fans. The people like me, the people like you, and the people like me. Remember to send your emails for opinion, ideas, suggest, or Molotov cocktails to wwfd@ymail.com. Join Mr. Nem, Mr. Zod, and Mr. Diablo for What Would Fans Do? Download every Saturday on here, the SNS Radio Network. Now join in having some vodka. What? You're 15? Never too young to have vodka. Have some vodka. No, tis quality vodka. Not like this accent.
Hey, this is China. You're listening on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Have you checked out the new Unplugged on Friday nights? Well, if you haven't, make sure you check out the new Unplugged Friday nights with JJ Sexay at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, where JJ covers SmackDown, video games, and whatever the hell else he feels like. See you in chat.
Half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair. The Power, Andy Knowles here, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector here on the SNS Radio Network. The Pro Wrestling Rewind. And lines are open for your calling pleasure. 501-588-7957. 501-588-7957. So I was on Facebook and floating around. I went over to the Rewind page. And then I went on over to the SNS Radio Network page, and you can't have one without the other. You can't be a friend of the Rewind and not be a friend of SNS, the same way you cannot just be a friend of SNS part of that group and not be part of the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Which, by the way, I am so excited to see that we have exceeded 600 fans. For all of you out there who were kind enough to go and make new Facebook make new Facebook pages and then friend us to get us over 600. It is greatly appreciated. So anyway, I'm looking around the Facebook site and I find this interesting little piece of video.
Mixed martial arts gym has opened up here in the Bay Area, and what makes this one unique is the big name behind it. Former WWE wrestler turned fighter Dave Bautista. The 6'6", 290-pound guy says it's really a dream come true for him, and he's picked up on one of the fastest-growing sports in the country. Fox 13's Josh Cascio talked with Bautista inside the cage and has much more on his life, his business, and his future.
Oh, no, watch out here. Look out! Oh. Far from the glitz and glam of pro wrestling, this is where you'll find Dave Bautista these days, on the mixed martial arts mat.
I really just found peace in here, you know. I just love it. It's, you know, brotherhood, sisterhood that goes along with it.
Once one of the biggest names in the WWE, Bautista left the ring last year. Instead, he's been training in MMA, which blends striking, wrestling, and jiu-jitsu.
Okay, stop the tape. Stop. Years old, stop the tape. Stop the tape. Stop the tape. If you haven't seen this video, Bautista looks, this is no lie, Bautista looks like he has dropped about, they said 290 pounds. He looks like he dropped about 80 pounds of muscle. I've never seen the man this thing. You can tell. I mean, just in his chest alone, it's like somebody took two pins to his chest and just deflated his chest. Is it an MMA thing that you have to do this? I don't know. Hit the tape.
First pro fight.
You know, I'm a martial arts practitioner. You know, I want that experience of going through the training camp and leading up to a professional fight, you know, compete professionally. And I just really want that experience because I'm able to do it now. 10 years or 5 years from now, you know, I won't be able to.
He's been close, but so far things haven't worked out. But Saturday wasn't about fighting for him. It was about sharing a goal. He opened his Gracie Fighter Jiu-Jitsu gym to the public.
And it actually turned into something, you know, bigger than I even imagined, you know, because, you know, at first it was just going to be closed and it was going to be like a private gym for myself because, you know, I wanted to train.
But Stop the tape. Okay, so he goes and he builds this gym. Well, things aren't really going the way, you know, I want. You know, I'm not making the money. I can't get a fight. And so now I've got this gym, which is going to be my training facility. And let me think. Geez, you know, I'm not making any money. And I got this. I'll open it to the public. I'm going to be a good professional, former professional wrestler. I'm going to look like the humanitarian. And I'm going to open the gym up to the public. Now, if it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, I'm not being sarcastic. Skipper hit the tape. What am I saying Skipper for? Skipper's not here. I am Skipper tonight. I hit the tape.
It's such a great facility, and I felt like, you know, the area could really use it.
Dave Bautista, not just the owner here. He says he will be working out often in this gym, so get used to seeing that 6'6", 290-pound frame here.
Stop the tape! He's not! It's no conceivable way! There is no, ladies and gentlemen, there is no conceivable way this man weighs 290 pounds. Seriously, Bryan Danielson looks bigger than this guy right now. 290 pounds, my ass. There, I said it. Okay, 290 pounds. You're absolutely right. Macho Man Maze in the chat room says he looks like a cruiserweight. Hit the tape.
A place you're going to come to and get beat up. You know, it's a place you're going to come to and learn, have a good workout, and make good friends. That's what we wanted to create, and we did it.
He says it's a place for everyone, kids included.
In martial arts, there's discipline, respect. There's all everything involved from bully prevention and self-defense. So for the kids, it's a great program.
Training, teaching.
Stop the tape. Now this is where it makes sense. I love. And by the way, you can go on the SNS Radio Network Facebook page and catch the video there, because that's where it is. Go on Facebook, SNS Radio Network, and you can catch the posting of the video right there. They're doing this for the kids. And this is where I'm not going to sound at all pretentious about this thing. They've got kids coming in, bully prevention, great idea. Respect, great idea. I just find the reasoning behind opening this up a little suspect. You're out there, you want to do this for all the little children, but you couldn't get the fight you wanted. Could you imagine? Look in the way he looks right now. All right, looking the way he looks right now. Do you honestly think he'd have a shot in hell against Brock Lesnar? Do you honestly think that he has a chance in hell of beating Brock Lesnar? Hit the tape.
To Batista doing it all. He also hasn't ruled out another stint in wrestling. But for now, he says he's focused on one thing.
You know, my dream is to become a Caesar Gracie black belt. You know, that's my dream.
And it's here he'll work to achieve that and help others reach for theirs. Josh Cassio, Fox 13 News.
So there you have it. So now Batista wants to go out and, excuse me, he wants to go out now and he wants to be in martial arts. He wants to be a black belt. And it's amazing to me. Look at the man. Just the man's waist alone. The man looks like he was like a size. He looked like he was like a 41, 40. No, probably not that big. Maybe about a 38 waist, maybe 36. And the guy looks like he's trimmed down to like a 32. So obviously when he left wrestling, now it's not like the man's out of shape. Don't get me wrong. The man is still in tremendous shape. Hell of a lot better than me. But he has lost a tremendous amount of muscle mass. And it's, maybe that's why he couldn't get a pro fight. He should have stayed looking the way he was looking if he wanted to go and get a crack at Brock Lesnar. So once again, Mac Daddy had a good point in the chat room. He says, Batista talking to a kid. Batista says, quote, look, if the MMA route doesn't work, you can always take steroids and make huge money in the WWE. Unquote. or the official program observer, one Mr. JJL Cap Sexay, chiming in. Batista is working on a new book called How to Lose 90 Pounds in 2 Weeks. So now, I am not trying to go out and cause trouble, but was Batista taking any of this artificial weed? This artificial marijuana? Maybe it was the artificial marijuana had something to do with it. Does anybody know? I'd be curious to know if it was a situation where maybe he left wrestling, he got into the synthetic marijuana, and that's how he lost 90 pounds. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but if you take marijuana the way I understood it, and keep in mind, I'm only getting this secondhand, but the way I understood it was inhaling marijuana smoke makes one rather hungry. So while the misconception is if you smoke cigarettes, you do that to stay thin, if you take the synthetic marijuana, doesn't that make you hungry? I will leave it to those in the chat room. Once again, phone lines are open, 501-588-7957, 501-588-7957 here. If you would like to be on the program, it's about 10 minutes, 12 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock here on the East Coast, 10 minutes, 12 minutes past the hour wherever you are. The munchies. So, once again, want to address something here very, very briefly. I have been getting emails on it. I am not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. As you have probably noticed, the King of All Lily, Mike Siciliano, is not on the program with us. I will say nothing but to say I wish Mike the best in whatever he hopes to do. There was a decision for him to leave the network. I'm not going to leave it. I'm not going to leave it up to speculation, and I'm not comfortable talking about it. He had a great run in the program. Was proud to have him as my my co-host. He is very, very briefly into the point. He is just he is no longer affiliated with Pro Wrestling Rewind, and I wish him well. He's a great friend. And I wish him well in whatever he decides to do going forward. So I could not not mention it because I know people were wondering. I've had people tweeting me and Facebooking me and emailing me and all that good stuff. And really, it was a situation where you know, it was what it was. And Mike is moving on. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to leave it at that. Once again, if you'd like to be on the program, 501-588-7957, 501-588-7957. I am, this story about Nigel McGuinness and this situation involving him leaving Impact, I was under the impression, now, the way I understood it, he was the commissioner or the new commissioner of this Explosion program, this program which was going to air entirely across the pond, and it was going to have its own championship, and he was supposed to be the boss. He was supposed to be the man that was going to be running it. And now he's gone. I was listening to Wrestling News Live, and now we hear hepatitis C is somehow involved in this. There is a medical hepatitis C issue. Ladies and gentlemen, this is scary. When I really hope, I really truly hope this is not the case. Correct me if I'm wrong. Pamela Anderson, doesn't she have Hep C? She got it from Tommy Lee. This is scary. This is like AIDS. All right, you get this. You got it. And ain't no getting rid of it. There was a wrestler who was upset over Abdullah the Butcher's placement in the Hall of Fame, and I apologize, I cannot remember who it was. The official program observer one, Mr. JJ All Cap Sexay, would probably know who the wrestler was who was upset over the fact he contracted hepatitis C from Abdullah the Butcher. And could we please not have videos of a stick figure Batista busting a move on the chat room, please. Devon Nichols, thank you. What does it do to a professional wrestler to find out that you have hepatitis C? Let me put this out to you. What would you rather have? Would you rather be fired from the WWE? Find you're the world champion. You're on top of the world. All right. You just beat John Cena. You're the world champion. I'm just going to throw this out there. I know this didn't actually happen, but I want to get your take on this. You're on top of the world. You're the world champion. People love you. Women adore you. Men adore you too. Because of course I can't be biased. And you find out that you got hepatitis C. And not only are you forced to vacate, but you're out of a job. I put this to the chat room. Would you rather have the hepatitis C, or would you rather just be released? What would be worse, having the hep C or not having the hep C but just being released? Personally, I don't think it matters at this particular point. This is dangerous, dangerous stuff here. If you've got Hep C and you're wrestling in a ring, you need to get out of the industry. You cannot be a professional wrestler and go around with a disease that could potentially infect others. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're a main eventer or not. And I think Nigel McGuinness is great too. He was great in Ring of Honor. But for the love of God, you don't have the right with a disease. And it could be Hep C, it could be AIDS, it could be anything. You don't have the right to be going in a professional wrestling ring and putting someone else at risk. So really, did Abdullah the Butcher really deserve his spot in the Hall of Fame? Was it ever really proven? I wouldn't have a problem. I would love to get Nigel McGuinness on the program to discuss this. And I shall put that out to one Mr. Crelly, one Mr. Program. What is his official title? JJ, Mr. All Cap Sexy. How do we refer to Chris? That's scary, man. It really is. If it is proven that Abdullah the Butcher gave somebody hepatitis C, does Abdullah the Butcher deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? It's obviously it's a done deal now. I'm just saying that if it is somehow proven, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? If Abdullah the Butcher gave somebody hepatitis C and nobody can prove it, then does it really matter? He's the head of media relations. I like that. So, once again, bring it back around. In a sport where individual personalities, individual people go out and make a contribution of themselves to the masses every night, do they deserve to be criticized because they're making pornographic movies? They are appearing on television shows, spouting the virtues of their Christianity. It all comes around into one focus, and it goes back to the mass layoff that WWE had a while back. And I remember I came on this program and I said, you know, it's about people. And when we fail to remember that at the end of the day, these people have lives and hopes and dreams and aspirations, you know, we pay to watch them. We are lucky enough to talk to some of them. They have lives that go beyond this. And one of the things I think we really need to take away from this evening is that we are so quick to judge. And I'm not talking from a character standpoint, because when I go out and I talk about a professional wrestler in their character, that's one thing. But what right does the media have to pass judgment on, say, a Jeff Hardy, who was obviously either intoxicated or incapacitated for a world heavyweight title match? We, as the unbiased media, need to report such things. But do we have the right to go and condemn the individual for making the bad choice? You know there's going to be people that are going to be all over this China thing. You know there are going to be people that are going to be upset that China's making a porn video. But listen to what China says in the interview. She doesn't care. She's happy. She's a person. Let her be. Trey said it right. Trey said he was proud of her. I think we're all proud of her. I'm more proud, ladies and gentlemen, I'm more proud of the fact that China was able to stand up and say, you know, I'm happy. This is what I'm doing. All right, I don't have a TNA contract. Well, you know, that's life. This guy going out, this Devon going out and claiming he got Hep C from Abdullah the Butcher. Excuse me. Yeah, it stinks. And you know, your life has changed forever. I feel for you. I truly do. But you, there's nothing proven. So what right does... What right does one individual have to come out and pass judgment over another individual? They don't. They just don't. And if it's one thing I took away from the China interview this past week is, you know, yes, I come out here and I give you my opinions of the product, whether you agree or disagree. And there is a level of entertainment to this, and I'm going to be sarcastic, and I'm going to do all of these things and say all of these things. But I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that at the end of the day, I understand that these are people. We are here on the SNS Radio Network to comment on the product, our opinions, whether you agree or disagree, like or don't like. But don't think for one second, and I'm going to use The Miz as a prime example, because I have been all over The Miz since he has been in the WWE. I have come out here. I have said what I have liked, what I have not liked. I have agreed and disagreed with the official program observer and owner of the network, one Mr. JJ All Cap Sexy. But one thing that we can all agree on is that at the end of the day, Miz is a person. And he deserves to be treated the same way that any other person deserves to be treated, whether he's a wrestler or not. If you're going to go out and get the synthetic marijuana, all I ask is please don't bring it around my kids. That's all I ask. Very simple. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Another edition of the Pro Wrestling Rewind in the books. Thank you so much for joining me wherever you were joining me from tonight. And oh my goodness, I meant to mention this after the break. Some of the great shows on the network that you're going to catch this week, and make sure that you catch all of them. But what would fans do? What would fans do is a program. If you have not yet listened to What Would Fans Do, you're really doing yourself a disservice. Make sure that you're catching that. Unplugged, of course, every Friday with JJ. That is, what do we got? SmackDown review, and then we talk video games. I would very much like to know. Oh, and by the way, while we are talking about wrestling programs, of course, Beyond the Bell, you want to make sure that you catch that as well, and you want to get the Causecast. So there are programs on this network, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to make sure that you are catching each and every day. If you can't catch us live, Beyond the Bell. Didn't I say Beyond the Bell? I'm positive. Go back and check the archive. Make sure I'm positive I said Beyond the Bell. If you can't catch us live, then you need to catch us on the archive. I did something. I did something which was a first, and I didn't learn how to do this until recently. But if you have an iPhone, you can actually go to SundayNightShowdown.com. You can go through and you can find the archive. And you can click on the archive link. And QuickTime will open up in your iPhone. And you can go ahead and you can listen. You can stream the archive of the show. Which was quite handy as I was returning from an engagement last evening. Okay? If you have an iPhone, I strongly suggest trying that. It is very, very cool. In order to catch me, where can you catch me? Well, you can catch me on Facebook. That's probably the best way to do it. Right at the Pro Wrestling Rewind version 2.0. Or, of course, you can just look for Andy Knowles. You can catch my link right directly. But do yourself a favor. Make sure that you are catching all of the great shows. If you didn't go and you didn't listen to the interview with China and Shawn Michaels, then you definitely need to do that. JJ, I know you're in the chat room, sir. Is there anything in particular that you would like to cover before there will be a momentary pause while we wait for the esteemed owner of the network. Is there anything you would like me to get out on the air, sir? Anything at all? JJ is frantically typing. Oh, Angry Birds. You want to know something? It's funny you should mention that in the chat room, Angry Birds. I'm a little perturbed. I went and got an update to both my Angry Bird apps. And I got this weird thing on my iPhone. They said it was more than 20 megabytes and I couldn't download it. What in the blue hell did that? I'm going to get angry. What in the blue hell is this world coming to when you can't get an iPhone update that's more than 20 meg? You know what they told me to do? They told me to go and find a Wi-Fi. Go and find a Wi-Fi, Mr. Power, Andy Knowles, and download the 20 megs that you need to download from a Wi-Fi. Because for whatever reason, Straight Talk, what the heck is this? What for whatever reason, Straight Talk did not want my iPhone down. Yes, I said it. Yes, I don't have AT&T. I have Straight Talk. What do you have to say about that? All the people that work for AT&T that are listening to the program, there is not a damn thing that you can do about it. Not a damn thing. Well, the funny thing about it is our good friend Don Bronx asked, what does it matter? You have unlimited data. That's exactly my point. Why isn't it that I couldn't get the... the 20 meg. Why couldn't I get it? It just made absolutely no sense to me. But anyway, I digress. I'm going to go ahead and call tonight. Once again, thank you so, so much for joining us wherever you are. Be sure to catch the archive and much, much more. No song tonight. I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to kick it out of here. Once again, thank you so much for joining me right here. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
It's showtime, folks!
Hola, this is Shelly Martinez.
This is former WWE superstar Luke Gallows.
Here's your boy Shaq Gaswati.
This is the World Warrior Low-Key.
This is Tyrus Fulton of Ring of Honor.
This is Christopher Daniels. And the gospel according to the Fallen Angels says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, yo. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's the ODB, One Dirty Bit. Boom!
This is Booker T, the five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA.
and you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The world is listening.